Could another stimulus be on the way? Yesterday, House Democrats spoke with economists at a special meeting of the Democratic Steering and Policy Committee, and they came away thinking another stimulus is a real possibility. Tom Temin from our sister station, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM, is with us now. Tom, this would be on top of the gigundo $787 billion stimulus. It just came through Congress.
That's right. They're calling it a possibility of a second stimulus. But if you count the one that took place in the waning days of the Bush administration, it really would be the third stimulus. And this is being proposed by, not proposed exactly, but suggested, I think is a better word, by House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. She met with her Democratic Steering and Policy Committee. I think David Obey of Wisconsin, who really never saw a spending bill he didn't like go by, are saying we might need more because the markets don't quite seem to be responding as fast as they wanted.
It's going to be a tough sell among a lot of the public.
I think it's going to be a very tough sell. I think it's going to be a tough sell among some of the Democrats as well. I think people are saying, hey, we need to stop spending a little bit and let the economy start to take over. Right. And luckily, we saw a little bit of a glimmer of hope yesterday with Citibank reporting a profit and the stock market zoomed 400 points. So that might overtake these events.
Although what we're hearing from lawmakers and what Pelosi is saying is that those lawmakers are hearing from angry constituents who are saying it's getting worse and nothing's working. Do something. And that has apparently the impetus for at least consideration of floating the idea of another stimulus.
Well, I think they're hearing both voices. I think, yes, they're hearing people saying, keep doing something till something works. And some people are also telling them, though, you know what, you've spent all this money and it's not working. Let's try something else entirely, like letting the economy do the work instead of government spending do the work.
Well, you have those two constituencies, right? Those people who have lost their jobs already, this growing number of millions of Americans, and those who are in fear of losing their jobs.
You bet.
Thanks, Tom. Appreciate it. Tom Temin from our sister station, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.